They love what we're doing. They really appreciate it, love it, and heard that we needed and gave it. So we made our goal, and then a little, which we love to do. And if you have not joined yet, please don't stop this momentum. 303-449-4885. And thank you all so much again.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Brian. Been joining the Boulder Story here by Shauna on this old grass, new grass. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at KGNU.org. Terrasonic is next.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, the host for your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a beautiful Saturday summer afternoon on the Colorado Front Range. Congrats to Bluegrass, Old Grass, New Grass for achieving their goal during this Saturday summer mini drive. We've got our own goal to hit, though we're not really quite sure what it is yet. We'll let you know in a few minutes. But we do want to hear from you, the regular Terrasonic listener, or maybe the lately you've stumbled upon the show. Either way, 303-449-4885 is the number. We'll talk to you a bit more in a minute. Lots of music ahead today on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Que horas son mi corazón.
Que horas son, yo no sé.
Llegó a la dorada estafa catativa, leproso del hielo botando candela. Llegó a Bogotá, llegó a Bogotá, leproso del hielo para Navidad.
Qué pasó, Manu Chao y el doctor? Selva, tú eres la vida, donde todos somos iguales. Revivamos la única regla, amar a la tierra como hacían antes. Lo enseñado sin conciencia natural es aprendido en la ignorancia. La vida que construye paz es la que ama y respeta la libertad.
Llego a Bogotá, llego a Bogotá, leproso del hielo para Navidad. Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más. Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más. Llego a Bosconia, llego a Gamarra, leproso del hielo por el Magdalena. Llego a Barranca, llego a Barranca, leproso del hielo botando candela. Llego a Bogotá, llego a Bogotá, leproso del hielo cuando volverá. Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más. Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más.
Escuchemos la ley del origen, estamos hechos del agua y la tierra. Por sus frutos, por las montañas que ves, también por el aire que respiras y por el agua que nos da de beber.
Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más. Soñé que el fuego nevaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que tú me querías, soñé, soñé con lo más.
It's 11 minutes past the hour here at listener-supported KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davis in with you, joined by John Schaefer. Hey, John, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Gorgeous day across the the Front Range, although some clouds moving into the area, which
scattered.
I kind of like, yeah. Give it a little ominous feel, but it's still gorgeous out, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have.
It is very nice to have.
And it's
nice,
and of course, the other part of Saturday that is phenomenal right now is the soundtrack. The soundtrack to Saturday, provided to you by KGNU, your community radio station. It has been nonstop, incredible music today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Brian
Eister there and Shauna just knocking it out of the park on Old Grass, New Grass. Now you have Joel Davis in for Terrasonic, bringing you an action-packed hour of world music. It's almost like it's something that happens every week. To me, anyway. Maybe to you, too. If you're a lover of community radio and amazing music, perhaps you are one of the lucky people who have discovered KGNU on your radio dial. And every week, maybe you dial it in. Honky Tonk Heroes, Old Grass, New Grass, Terrasonic, Reggae Bloodlines, African Roots. It just keeps going, and it's far and away. Now, I'm a little bit biased, but to me, far and away, the greatest thing you could possibly do with your Saturday is to tune into KGNU. Do other things as well.
Exactly. Just make it the soundtrack.
Make it the soundtrack.
And let KGNU participate in your day. We're asking you to participate in KGNU now. It's our summer mini drive. We're on our way to $30,000. That's our goal. We want to hit that by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We have a goal today on Terrasonic of $500. So in the next 48 minutes, we need to hear from you and raise $500 to keep us on track for that $30,000 goal. We've got a lot of great gifts in store for you. We've got a lot of tickets. I see John's got some ticket slips there that he looks pretty eager to tell you about. We've got CDs and restaurant gift certificates and all sorts of stuff like that. But mostly what you get is the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting your community radio station. You're not just supporting it, you're becoming part of it and allowing us to keep bringing you this programming that you that's part of your life.
Yeah, I do have some tickets I want to mention because, you know, I just walked in and I thought, wow, surprising that these tickets are still available because they're incredible. Jimmy Cliff at the Ogden Theater, September 9th. Jimmy Cliff, outstanding every time, every time. And if you've been to a Jimmy Cliff show or if you've been to several, you know that that's true. And I'm sure they'll be talking a lot about that on Reggae Bloodlines. But there's a handful of these tickets available for a pledge of support. That's at the $120 level. That's $10 a month. You know, I did that in my head. It's amazing, isn't it? Yes, a little algebra on the spot for you.
On the spot.
The KGNU listener member. And the non-listener member, as the case may be. And in fact, I'd like to point that out. You know, they've done studies. People with a lot more money than us have spent money on studies of community radio listeners, public radio audiences, and they found that 1 in 10 people, when people like us, Joel and John here on your radio, say, would you please call us at 303-449-4885 and make a pledge of support? In a group of 10 people, one person would go, yeah, I'm going to do that. You know why? And you know, we could list the reasons why. The other 9 people don't. And they carry on with their day. You know, I'm not saying it's guilt, but there's a little something in the back of your, you know, something going on that says, I had an opportunity to do something great. It was really easy, actually. It wasn't like I had to rush in and save somebody from a burning building. Because let's admit, that's hard. That's hard.
That's.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy, actually. You call a number or you go online at kgnu.org and you make a contribution and say, yeah, my community is important to me. I want to make sure that it's enriched with this news and information and music that I can only get in a place like KGNU. You know, no flames involved, super easy. Don't have to, you know, save a poodle from a river. Nothing like that. It's very easy. So those other 9 people, you know, don't get the satisfaction of knowing that they're a part of the community, that they're one of the reasons why this is available. And so, you know, if you're already one of those people, and you probably are as a regular listener, you maybe made a contribution in the spring or the fall, well, hats off to you. We couldn't be here without you. And the other 9 people who are about to call, I have a feeling, at 303-449-4885, thank you as well, because without you, we could not be here, and they could not listen. So if you're one of those people who's had the opportunity maybe before and haven't taken us up on the offer to support the place where you tune in for great programming, please consider doing it now and pick up one of these great pairs of tickets. Jimmy Cliff, Nova Lima, Shaky Graves, some group named Calexico at the Gothic Theater. These are all great tickets. And this is only a handful of the ones that are available. And, of course, there's T-shirts and lots of great stuff. So give us a ring, 303-449-4885. Your contribution of any amount helps us reach our goal of $500 on Terrasonic and, of course, ultimately helps us keep the radio station on the air. KGNU.org, 303-449-4885. Let us hear from you.
The Nova Lima show, I'm looking forward to that one on August 28th. They're from Peru, and they've got a new album out called Planetario. We're going to hear a track from that coming up in just really actually right after the track that's upcoming from Santosh Narayanan. Definitely pay attention to this Nova Lima track. It's a great song. It's going to be a great show. We've got those tickets for you at 303-449-4885. Become part of KGNU and become a member of put the community in community radio. This is listener supported KGNU, 303-449-4885.
நீ இருந்த தூரத்தில்
It's Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. About halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, we just heard music from Ngon Endong. He's originally from Gabon. He lives in Montreal, and he has a new album called Pound Okang. And from that, we heard Son of Son of Son. And before that, Nova Lima from their latest Planetario out on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label, a track called Santero, and Santosh Narayanan Endi Ipadi from some Bollywood soundtrack.
Sounding excellent, of course. I think we have some people to thank. Courtney is running the phone bank out there. There's a bunch of volunteers who have come in on their beautiful Saturday to answer the phone when you make your pledge of support to KGNU at 303-449-4885. And we'll check in a little bit to see if anyone has pledged securely online at kgnu.org. However you're making your contribution today, we thank you in advance because we really could not be here without you. Your community resource, KGNU, which is always here for you through high and low, is only really available because of individual listener contributions. If you look at our budget, which I don't encourage doing because really,
it's boring.
You've got other things to do. You know, do something else. But if you wanted to, you could look at the budget and you would see that the largest chunk, in fact, like the most incomprehensible chunk that we depend on, is solely from the generosity of listeners out there like you who make contributions to the station. And without that chunk, we would have a much different conversation that we'd be having over the air right now, which would be like, we have about 10 minutes before we have to turn it all off. But that's never the case because the people who listen to the station do, you know, take the time, I guess is what it comes down to consider that their contribution is, in fact, what's powering this organization. And this is a critical organization. I have to say, personally, When I drive around or I'm out and about in different places, and I was, you know, on the East Coast for a little bit, flipping through the radio, and just it can be a tricky place. You can find some interesting stuff. A lot of times it's been covered with this thick veneer gloss of professional corporate radio sound, you know, and for me, I'd rather, you know, this is just me personally, I'd rather hear like a real person who loves a particular style of music or loves a lot of different styles of music come in and share what they feel is the best, you know, in a genuine, like, direct, honest way. Like, you might walk into that person on the street and they would say, oh, you might like Nova Lima or Quantic or whatever. I really like world music. Do you like world music? Let me share this with you. And that's a little more direct. It's a little more real. KGNU does it in a way that really, I want to say no other radio station does, but I'm guessing I just don't know of another one. But it's incredibly unique here on the Front Range. And without it, I just can't imagine the mountains looking the same. I can't imagine Colorado feeling the same if KGNU wasn't here. And by no means is this like save the clock tower moment. You know, we're okay. But we're only okay because of the continual stream of people who line up or call, you know, come by the station. Some people just come right by and walk in and make a contribution. But people like you out there who call 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org, whether it's an additional contribution or a new person, you know, I'm really, if you're out there and you've never done it or you don't remember if you've done it, call now. We'll help you with that. We'll help you answer that question. 303-449-4885 is the number to call.
Give us a call. We've got tickets to give away. We've got all sorts of great stuff for you, but mainly it's just the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting this broadcasting marvel of a place that's been on the air for 37 years now through the grace of listeners like you who care about what they're listening to, who care about their community, and want to have that free-flowing sense of culture and information available to you every day at your fingertips, 24/7, year-round, however many other ways you can say every day. And all it takes is a quick call, 303-449-4885, or securely online at kgnu.org. And you've got yourself a great community radio station and the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping to keep that going. 303-449-4885. Here's the Bombay Royale on KGNU.
Thank you.
right, we've got some people we want to thank. We want to thank Mark and Kristen Mangione calling in from Longmont, or actually coming in via the website at kgnu.org. Quickly, securely, painlessly, and effectively at kgnu.org. Thanks to Mark and Kristen, longtime listeners and supporters of KGNU.
Yeah, thanks for your continued support, not only of KGNU, but Terrasonic. Seems like they're always coming through for Terrasonic in the clutch when we have these membership drives. Another person who made a contribution online at KGNU.org wishes to remain anonymous, but they're from Boulder, I can tell you that. And they did say, their comment was, Terrasonic is superb. And they are fans of the After FM as well. So I have to say, I'm a big fan of that AfterFM.com as well.
That's a pretty good website.
I like music a lot. I used to spend a lot of time dealing with music on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a little bit harder for me to tune into my favorite radio station, KGNU. You might have guessed that was the radio station I was going to say was my favorite radio station. So now what I do is I podcast shows and DJs from AfterFM.com, which is very easy to do. And in fact, I happen to podcast, I used to podcast many shows, and then I realized that my phone cannot handle that, and that was an issue for me. But now I do the podcasting, and one of the people I follow, Joel, I don't want to make you feel weird or anything, but I follow Joel as a podcast, and what I've discovered is that Joel is an amazing DJ to listen to, regardless of the show, if you're a runner. So any runners out there, here's a tip to you.
If you're a runner.
If you're a runner. Podcast the show, and you can listen to KGNU, you know, when you want to. If you can't catch it, you know, when it's on live, you can follow along and on your own. And as a tip to runners, Joel, you know, he DJs at a good running pace. You know, I run about 4 minute miles.
Right.
Times.
If you run like
times
three, anywhere between a 4 to 12 minute mile.
He's right on target. And so, in fact, because I podcast Joel and whatever show he does, I'll be hearing this later. And to future me running, I would like to say pick up the pace just a little bit. And to you, present you, listener, I would like to say give us a ring. 303-449-4885 is the number to call. In all seriousness, that's how this radio station stays on the air, keeps growing, keeps expanding, has something like AfterFM.com and our news.kgnu.org site that brings you news that you might have missed. It's a similar concept. Those things are here because of listener support. Folks like Anonymous in Boulder and Mark and Kristen who made a contribution. Without your support, we cannot be here. So, in all honesty, with about 15 minutes to go and about halfway to our goal of $500, it would be great to hear from you out there with either a pledge online at kgnu.org or a phone call at 303-449-4885.
Yeah, give us a call. Nice to hear from you. Just 15 minutes left to go in the show before we give way to Blood Pressure here coming to you live from the Boulder studio. And, yeah, we know there's a lot of Terrasonic listeners out there. We can see you out there listening to us.
And mentally.
Mentally,
sort
of course.
A visualization.
And,
we can't actually see you.
Yeah, give us a call.
Or maybe Joel can, I don't know. And you know what I can see? I can see you at one of these amazing shows. Jimmy Cliff at the Ogden coming up on September 9th. Nova Lima at Cervantes Other Side on August 28th. Shaky Graves at the Ogden on October 24th, just to, you know, change it up here in Calexico. We have so many different shows available. I saw there were fish tickets out there. There's tons of stuff to choose from. And, of course, also, I can see you wearing an amazing KGNU shirt, whether it's a Reggae Bloodline shirt or an Old Grass, New Grass shirt. We can visualize you helping out your community radio station. You are the only one who can make that come to fruition. So give us a call at 303-449-4885. Once again, 303-449-4885.
The master musicians of Jajuka right now, J track called Baraka featuring Mickey Hart and DJ Logic. Kind of thing you're only going to hear on KGNU and Terrasonic. 303-449-4885. We've got a $500 goal. We have a ways to go to get there with just 14 minutes left in the show. Help us stay on track for our $30,000 goal during the summer mini drive. 303-449-4885.
Dirghayuttum tata dirghayuttum dirghayuttum yattvam tame me tadirgha yattvam deirgha yattvam tame deirgha yattvam iti deirgha yo tvam 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 tvam
tvam. I've got a passion. It's called peace.
Six and a half minutes to go before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. That's 6.5 minutes to get your call in and pledge your support to your favorite global freeform mix show coming your way every Saturday, noon to one here on listener-supported KGNU. Terrasonic striving to bring you the finest sounds from all around. We don't like to call it just world music because that genre we even feel is a little... As big as that might be, we feel like it's a little limiting. We're trying to bring you the best musical expressions from around the world, however, whichever forms they may come in. Right now we're listening to Colombia's Bomba Estéreo, a track called Tambora from the Chicas Project. Bomba Estéreo, a band that just came out with a new record on Sony. They're kind of hitting the big time. But also the kind of band that you were only hearing on stations like KGNU when they first started happening. And when I say stations like KGNU, there aren't many of them. And there are really aren't any of them in this particular locale, which is what makes our sound extra compelling and your support extra important. John, do we have someone to thank?
We do, although I didn't preview this, so this will be just going for it. Seth Bradley, making an additional contribution, says he wanted to support Joel and Terrasonic, regular listener to Joel and Terrasonic, and says he walks in Cheeseman Park and schedules it so he can, let's see, I have to flip the page, schedules it so he can, cliffhanger, listen to Terrasonic while he walks. It helps me. Hey, we're in the same boat, Seth.
Thank you, Seth.
So, yeah, he says 50 miles a week.
A walker?
50 miles a week.
Seth's a walker. John's a runner who runs at a walker's pace. slightly above a walker's pace.
In fact, I may have run past you in Cheeseman.
He may have walked past you while you were running.
And you may have thought I was walking. That's the beauty of my pace. Here's the thing, Joel. We are closing in now with Seth's contribution. There's another. I saw the phone when I was walking back in here. The phone was lighting up, and there was another pledge being taken. So we are really actually pretty close to hitting our goal of $500. We don't have a ton of time to do it.
Just under 5 minutes.
And we're about somewhere in the 180 range for doing it. So I mean, $180, a lot of money to me. Maybe not to you. If it's not, certainly call right now 303-449-4885. But your contribution of any amount. And we talked earlier about how 1 in 10 people usually are the ones who raise their hand and say, you're right, I'm going to do it. All the reasons you've said, the fact that this station will take a chance and play Bomba Stereo, you know, the fact that this station brings me Ralph Nader on a regular basis, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, all the stuff that KGNU brings you, Alan Watts, for goodness sakes, you know, it's amazing. And so the other people out there, you know, don't leave just that one person. You join them, please, right now, and help us. And your contribution, maybe you're just going to take the plunge at $40, or maybe you're just going to give $10, just to you know, dip a toe in the water. Feel free. Or maybe you have the whole $180 to get us to our goal. Whatever it is, trust me, your participation is going to help us get there. So you, 303-449-4885, picking up your phone, giving a ring, going to the computer at kgnu.org. Here's the person that we were just talking about who was in the process of taking their pledge. It was so fast that it's already over.
Yeah. We want to thank Laura, a renewing member, a regular listener of Terrasonic. Her message to you is very simply, support Terrasonic! ! And by extension, supporting Terrasonic, you're also supporting KGNU. 303-449-4885. It's 12:58. We have 3 minutes until we give way to those very precise British and their BBC headlines at 1 minute past the hour. 3 minutes to get your call in. 303-449-4885 as we approach our goal of $500 for this brief hour of airtime.
And the beauty, of course, is it's not going to end. You got 5 minutes of BBC 106. You got Reggae Bloodlines for 3 hours. A pinnacle of reggae programming in the country, dare I say the world. Check it out. Do some research. Check out other reggae shows. And it's not really like there's that many. Reggae Bloodlines, incredible institution at KGNU, as is Oldgrass, Newgrass, Honky Tonk Heroes, and some of these new quote-unquote newcomer shows like Terrasonic. These new kids with their world beats.
Their world beats. These global freeform mixes.
Yeah. And people are saying, hey, this whole radio thing, this is like new, crazy new technology. This whole broadcasting on the internet thing. I just saw like a company out of Cupertino that did this whole deal where now they have this cutting edge new concept, which is radio hosted by DJs.
What?
I know. It's insane. And that may, you know, feel free to dial into that for a few minutes. But I have a feeling that
we'll be here when you get back.
As a KGNU listener, you might want to come back. But the reality is, KGNU, one of the first radio stations to broadcast live on the internet, you know, and as those new revelations come, as we continue to expand and grow this amazing place, volunteer power, 300 different volunteers who participate in the organization over the course of a year, and of course, all the listener members who contribute and make it happen. We can only do it with your support. We're really close to this goal of $500. 303-449-4885 is the number to call. And really, time running out for us here.
1 minute and counting. And 1 minute and counting. We've got Policarpo Calle versus Mexican Dubweiser in the background to take us out of here and take us up to...
Well, we had an update through the door, but we both have headphones on, which is practically like wearing earplugs. I think what I saw there was that we were about 50 away, but I don't know if
$50 away, 30 seconds to get there. Just takes one call, maybe two. 303-449-4885.
And I think we both, on behalf of me, Joel, everyone here at KGNU, for everyone who's made a contribution in any way to this radio station over the course of the year, thank you. We could not be here without you. And without you, the next person to make this pledge, right now at 303-449-485, the chain will continue to go. The cycle moves forward.
Thanks for listening. This has been Terrasonic.
There's been an angry reaction in Serbia to an attack on the country's prime minister as he attended ceremonies to mark the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre of Bosnian Muslims. Aleksandar Vučić was hit on the head by a stone. Guy Deloni reports from Srebrenica.
Serbia's prime minister said he came to Srebrenica to extend the hand of friendship on the 20th anniversary of the massacre. Some Bosniak Muslims aren't ready to accept that. They responded with boos, bottles and stones as Aleksandar Vučić made a swift exit from the cemetery. On his return to Belgrade, the Prime Minister said one stone had hit him in the face and broken his glasses. He suspected the attack had been planned.
Interesuje me da ti ljudi svi razumeju da ne mogu ni na koji način nasiljem da pobede.
Those people should understand there's no way for them to win by using violence, Mr. Vučić said. They've harmed the victims' mothers and families.
The Greek finance minister has been seeking support from the Eurogroup for his latest bailout proposals, but reports say he has met strong opposition. Jenny Hill is following the talks in Brussels.
The talks are said to be going extremely slowly. A number of sources have told the BBC now that there's a 50-50 chance of a deal being struck. My understanding is that Germany is putting up fierce resistance at the negotiating table, and perhaps that's no surprise. Wolfgang Schäuble has been very critical of the Greek government in recent weeks. On his way into the talks this evening, this afternoon, he said that he expected negotiations to be extraordinarily difficult, pointing to a real lack of trust between Greece and the majority of the rest of the Eurozone.
After a bomb attack on the Italian consulate in Cairo, the Egyptian Prime Minister, Ibrahim Mehleb, has described his country as being at war. The blast killed one person and injured others in the attack. Alan Johnston reports.
The powerful blast rocked central Cairo and wrecked the front of the consulate. The casualties were from among bystanders and policemen who were guarding the building. In the hours afterwards, the Islamic State group said its militants were behind the bombing, and it appeared to signal that it might strike at Cairo's diplomatic community again. It warned Muslims to stay away from places like the consulate, which it said were legitimate targets for further attacks.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has described the United States as the true embodiment of global arrogance. His remarks came as Iranian diplomats continued negotiations with the US and other powers that are aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear program. Two deadlines for a deal have been missed. World News from the BBC. Russian media are reporting that dozens of soldiers are facing up to 10 years in jail for deserting their unit because they were afraid of being deployed to Ukraine. According to their lawyer, the soldiers had freely enlisted for the army but were then visited by a group of men without any identification who tried to canvass them to volunteer to fight in Ukraine. The lawyer said they fled to their hometown in southern Russia to write resignation statements, but those were refused. Suspected members of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram have carried out a series of attacks in Chad and Nigeria. 15 people were killed by a suicide bomber in the Chadian capital N'Djamena. Tom Afesi reports.
A suicide bomber detonated explosives after being stopped for security checks at the entrance of the main market in the Chadian capital. Police and eyewitnesses said the attacker was a man wearing a burqa. Bomb attacks were also carried out in neighbouring